Okay, yesterday we started the fifth parak in Masechet Sedarim, parak Hashutzin, and we discussed that that big run and the issues brought up in the sugya of Breira. Again, Breira, something that happens at a certain time in history, a certain chalos that is mevurar, that becomes cleared up later in history. Is one allowed to see those results, the roots of those results, already in the past, once the future happens? That's the sugya of Breira, and that we saw was the machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has four different cases. We did one yesterday. Let's just run through the first one again, and then we'll continue. So again, the first case was Hashutfin, again on Memhei. Hashutfin Shadr Hanazem Mizeh. If two people own a field together, and they are mutar hanah from each other, certainly God is the chatzer. So the chachamim, the Tanakhama says, they can't go into, each of them cannot go into the chatzer, because each of them cannot get pleasure from the other one, and the whole chatzer belongs to both of them. And so what, that in the future, it might be, we might be able to split it up, as the Gemara will talk about today, but so what, that's in the future. Right now, it's owned jointly by both of them, and therefore, they cannot get hanah from the chatzer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, no, it's okay. They could each go in and they could each claim halachically, I'm in my property now. I'm in my property now. There's nothing to worry about. And the Mishnah, though, ended off. Ushneihem asurim lahamid rechayim v'tanur. Each of them, though, even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, they could each walk in. They can't place an oven or a mill, or bring their chickens into the chatzer. Why not? Tosfos explains, the top Tosfos on the Amud, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that these are usually actions that, even without the nether, they could protest. Each of the partners could protest even without the nether. The Bechol Hani, Yechol Limcho Zel Zebelo Nether. So if usually people protest about something, what, you're bringing the oven in? What do you mean? This is for both of us. So that oven's going to take up space that's going to be permanently for you. So because people usually protest these types of additions to the chatzer, so not protesting is giving hanah to the other person, says Tosfos. And therefore, one is not allowed to bring their rechai matanah in, because again, the normal way is to protest such additions, and if without the protest, that would be considered a hanah. So that is all case number one. Case number two of the Mishnah. Okay, we're going to have four cases. Case number two. Haya echad mehem mudar hanah mechaveira. What if it's not in both directions, just one from the other? One of them is mudar hanah from his friend. Reuven and Shimon both own the field, but Reuven made a neder not to get benefit from Shimon. Lo yikan is the chatzar. So the same achlokas, the Tanakhama says, he made the neder, or he is mudar, so he cannot go into the chatzar. Period. Right? Because it's asur to get hanah. The two days we have yesterday, the Ron says this is only according to the opinion Vitor is Usser, as we spoke about in the last parak. This is according to the opinion that says, even if people aren't machped, if you just walk through my field, this is according to the Manda Omar, that even things that people aren't usually machped for, that's also considered Usser, according to this Tana. The Ritva said, maybe it doesn't mean just to go in, but it means to use. Likonesul Hishtamish. Okay, either way, it's according to one of those Manda Omars. So again, the Tana Kama says that because one is withered from his friend, he can't go in. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yochel hu lomar lo, Latoshali ani nechnas. No, even if it's one directional, that person could say, I'm going into my own part. Ve'ini nechnas latoch shalcha. I'm not going into your part. The Ron explains that there's no chiddush so far in this case. It's exactly the same as the first one. The first one was in two directions, the second one is in one direction. The chiddush of case two is the following, the last line. Ve'kofin es hanoder, limkar es chelko. We force the noder. We don't know exactly who the noder is, but we force one of them to sell his part. Meaning, we cannot let the situation exist that one's going to be able to get hanah and the other one's not going to be able to get hanah. And the Ron explains, again, like the other Rishonim, this is even according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who allows it, who says it's not a violation. One person is allowed to go in, one person is not allowed to go in. We still don't let that situation exist. Why? Says the Ron. Look at the Ron, the last five skinny lines of the Ron. V'yafilu. V'yafilu l'Rabbi ben Yaakov nami. Even according to Rabbi ben Yaakov, d'shari likanis l'chatzer, who allows going into the chatzer, kofen oso limkar. You force him to sell his half. Why? D'lidide nami ika l'mechesh. What are we worried about? Shemitok sh'roes chaveyo mamit rechayim v'taner. V'hu eno rashay yiskanebo v'yavol asos kein. It's a gzeira. We're worried that if one person sees the other person allowed to do something which he's not allowed to do, he's not going to be able to handle it. He's going to be jealous. He's not going to be able to handle it. And therefore, we force, Chazal say, it's not going to work if one person can do more than the other person, and therefore, we force one person to sell and to make it equal again. So that's the basis of this halacha, that because if both of them don't have it, like the Tanakh in the first case, if both of them don't have anything, fine, they won't have anything, they're equal. But the problem is in case two, that one's better than the other. So if one's going to have more than the other, so that's why we're going to force one to sell his half. Yeah. That it's a hishtamshus and using. Okay, either way, but it's a lav dafki, even if it's, that's talking, because that line is just explaining even because of Elazar ben Yaakov, who says you're allowed to go in, but you're still not allowed to be ma'amitana v'rechai. Oh, there is a Dvar Musar that I've heard from a number of places. I think I mentioned it a couple of years ago. Rabbi Pelkovitz quotes it in his Sefers. I heard he's a recent listener, so I mentioned it, b'shem Amro. So there's a pasuk in it, three psukim, nine words in Parsha Shoftim, which seem to be somewhat extra. When the Mashiach will come is talking to the troops and giving him all the excuses to go back from war. So he says, whoever planted a vineyard, whoever built a house, whoever got engaged, didn't get to live with their wife yet, didn't get to enjoy the fruits, then you could go home. Your head's not going to be on the war, and therefore you could go home. But the Torah, when the Torah says it, you could go home. Why? Pen yamas pal mochama. Maybe he'll die in war. But then the Torah adds, and somebody else is going to be mechanich and have the and live in the house. Somebody planted a vineyard and didn't get to enjoy the fruits. He should go home. And the Torah adds, and somebody else is going to take it. And also by the somebody got engaged and didn't get to live with his wife yet. Erison, not really engaged. What does the Torah add those nine words? Just say he might die in war. But the Torah says, v'ish'acher yikachena. What's Rashi? What's the pasuk trying to say? So it's a Rashi. What does Rashi say? V'ish'acher yachlechenu, v'dover shel agmas nefesh huzeh. It's agmas nefesh. What does that mean? It's much worse when somebody else has it and I don't have it. That hurts me more rather than if we both don't have it. We both don't have it, so then that's it. Okay, we both don't have something. But if somebody else I don't have it. Okay, two children, they both don't get lollipops, fine. But if somebody else gets a lollipop and I don't, forget it. Forget it. If somebody else has something, it's much worse. Somebody else has it. And he quotes there the story, but I heard it from the name of Reb Chaim, that there was two people in Brisk that went to Reb Simcha Zelig, the dying in Brisk, for a din Torah. Well, first, part one was, there was a butcher that had a Shiloh. Butcher had a Shiloh with a cow, hundreds and hundreds of ruble, a lot of money, goes to Reb Simcha Zelig, as a treif, as a kosher, and Reb Simcha Zelig Paskins, looking it over, treif. Guy says, okay, what can I do? 800 ruble down the drain, has to throw out his cow, okay, he accepts the din. A few weeks later, that same butcher has a din Torah with somebody else. Din Torah about a few ruble, not too much. And he goes to Reb Simcha Zelig again, and he's thinking about it, and again he rules against the butcher. The butcher has to pay, the butcher gets up and curses Reb Simcha Zelig. Curses of Simcha Zelig. And Reb Chaim, who happened to be there, Reb Chaim gets up and throws the guy out of the best. Throws the guy out there. Simcha Zelig turns to Reb Chaim and says, I don't understand. A few weeks ago, I chafed up this guy's cow for 800 ruble. He didn't say a word. And now, it was a few ruble. And then they did Torah, and I possibly, is it just cumulative? Just cumulative? It was twice against him? So Reb Chaim says, no, you don't understand. In the first case, nobody else won. So he lost the rubles. But, okay, fine. He can handle it. But in the other case where somebody else won and he didn't get it, that's even worse. That's what hurts. It's exactly this case over here. Case number two in our Mishnah, where Kofin is a no there. Why? Because Chazal realized that people can't handle it. Somebody else has something that they don't have. And they're just going to violate. They're just going to violate. So that's why even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, the halacha is here that we force one of the parties to sell their chelek. Okay. That was case number two. Case number three in the Mishnah. Line six. So third case, somebody, a third party, is mudr hana from one of the shutfin. Right, somebody on the street is mudr hana from one of the parties. So can that third party go in now to the chatzar? So lo yikar is the chatzar. Again, the Tanakhama says, no, he can't go in. Because when he goes in, we have to view it as if he's going on both properties. Right? Both shutfin, and he's mudr hana from one of them. Blessed ben Yaakov Omer, no, he can still say, yachal omer lo, l'tok shalcha vercha ani nechnas, v'ni nechaz l'tok shalcha. I'm not touching your property, Mr. Madir. I'm only touching the other guy's property. a guy that I'm not Mudur Hana from. Again, L'chora, using the top, the sugya of Reira. Tosfos explains, the Chiddush of case 3 is also according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You might have thought that when does he allow you to rely on Reira and say it's okay? If I own this field, and you own this field, so if we can't use it, that's a major loss. That's crazy. I'm not going to be able to use my own field. So maybe that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says we rely on Breira and we can view it each as our own. But for a third party not to be able to walk onto my fields, that's not so bad. So we're not. It's not a shas hatzchak that we have to rely on Breira. Says Tosfos in the first wide line of Tosfos, in the middle. Hach baba l'Rabbi Elazar itzrich. Tahave amina de lo kashari Rabbi Elazar ella kashachatzir shalo de kamafsid bedavar. I might have thought that when do we say Yesh Breira? When do we say that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov allows us to look at it as if it's split up already? When one of them is losing, when it's my field and I can't use it. Aval echad min hashuk lo sharinan. But who says that somebody from the... Oh, I see, it's a different place in some of the Gemaras. Mine is the old version, first wide line. Echad min hashuk lo sharinan. V'lo samchin na Breira. I might have thought that an outsider can't come in. Kamash v'lan, that's the chiddush of case number 3. Case number 3 is even according for an outsider, we would allow it. There is, though, a machlokas we've shown him, quoted here in the Ran, but it's really a ritva. The ritva, oh, I forgot one point, but we'll get to that later on. Say that later on. The machlokas the Ran here quotes, machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'a. So Elazar ben Yaakov allows a person to go in, a third party to go in. Is that for any reason? Is that third party allowed to go for whatever reason he wants? I want to go in. I want to say hello, I want to see what's going on, right? Without trespassing issues. Or do we say that no, he's only allowed to go in with Sorach Leshutav that he's allowed to get Hana from? So that's the Machlokas. The Rashba says he's only allowed to go in with Sorach of the Shutav. Or if the Shutav needs him. Either direction. But he just can't go in Stam. Had the Shari Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilu Le'echa Men Ashuk Likan Ispo. When does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allow the third party to walk onto the field? Mishum Taima De Bishel Chavrei Chani Nichnas. Because he could say, I'm going into my friends, Mistavrali, the Dafka Kishu Nichnas Eitzel Zeh Hasheni, Bein Shu Tzarech Lo Balabayis, Bein Shu Balayis Tzarech Lo. There's a need there for the one who he is mutter to. Either that guy needs him, he needs that guy. Levisha Chatzer Karnilo Ledrisus Aragel. Because the Chatzer is owned by him, related to walking, Drisus Aragel. Uluchomi Shitzarach Likanislo. But just to go in, Likanislo Loso Shemin Hashuk Laatzmo, Shalom Litzarach Balabai's Aser. But even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't just allow him to take a stroll through the field. Because that's not connected specifically to the other person. Dibhignu Zelazeh Zachatzer Ledrisus Aragleim. Right, they weren't Machani Lakala Olam. That's the sheet of the Rashba. It's a heter, but it's a limited heter. That's what the Rashba says. The Ra'a, quoted also in the Ran, the Ra'a quoted is, Ra'a is mati b'chol inyin. Ra'a, in like the 10th wide line of the Ran, Aval Ra'a zal kasa b'chol inyin shari. V'lo niru li dvarav. I don't like his words, says the Rashba. But the Ritva, who's the Talmud of the Ra'a, the Ritva quotes the Ra'a and explains it a little bit. I quote the Rashba, but he said, "Al das morinero shafilu shalom litzarech hashutif v'shalomi daita unichnas." No problem. The Mishnah's not machalik. The Mishnah doesn't say specifically midaktani lo stama v'lo pirish lemidi lo b'mishnah v'lo b'gemara. The Ritva says this is too important of a halacha that it should have been explicated. And then he explains the time of the milsa. What's the reason? Why does my Rabbi the Ra'a? Why does he say that once the heter is given, even the third party can go in stam, not even l'tzorach of the balabayis? Lefi she'ein adam yachol lasser al acherim she'einu shelo lagamre. You can't aser on a third party something that's not totally yours. If something is not totally yours, you can't aser it. Just like we have the principle, ein adam osu davar she'einu shelo. I can't go to your tree in your backyard, to your apple tree, and bow down to it and aser it avodah zarah. I can't do that. It's yours. So just like I can't do that, I can't answer something that's not totally mine. Even if it's partially mine, that's not good enough. Says the Ra'ah. See here too, you want to answer the third party from coming in? You can't do that. Ein adam oser davar sheinu shelo lagamrei. V'yesh reshush la'osan acherim l'shtami sham bal karcho shamadir. Tough luck. It's not totally his. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas? I mean, the Ritva explains it, but the Berach HaShmuel expands on it. We didn't mention the Berach HaShmuel in a long time, so I mentioned the Berach HaShmuel on the Darim. The Berach HaShmuel explains, how do we look at each one's ownership? The Rashba says, Beferish, each one owns it legabe derisas regel. Lagabi drisas regel. That's how, it's not a total bailus issue. Lagabi drisas regel. The rock leinian drisas shalashutav mikri sheinu shalo. Regarding other issues besides the walking through, it's totally mine. It's totally yours too, but it's totally mine. Therefore, I can aser it. So that's the Rashba. The Rashba says no. Like the Ritva says, no. That the fact that there's a drisas regel problem impacts the whole bailus. It makes the whole bailus. Therefore, it's not mine. The EU sober to kolkach koni l'kol echad gufa chatzer she'ini yochol laser l'gamrei k'mo davar she'ini shalom. The risk that the Ra holds, each of us own the whole thing. You know what that means? That neither of us own the whole thing. Neither of us own the whole thing. That impact. Therefore, you can't answer it. You could use it. You could do other nafkaminas, but each of us own the whole thing. So therefore, neither of us own the whole thing. And the Rashba says, no, it's just a very limited issue that each of us own. The drisas haregel aspect. Yeah. That's an excellent question. It's a general, right? How do we look at shutfus? Do we look at each piece, each molecule is jointly owned? The whole thing is jointly owned, or that nobody owns? It's owned by this corporation. It's owned by this corporation, but nobody has personal rights. And there's a difference. You have to look in the tshuvas. We're going to talk a little later about an esrog shel shutfin. We'll talk a little bit. But again, each case, right? It might be a good litmus test. Okay, that was case number 3 in the Mishnah. Case number 3 of the Mishnah. Now we're up to case number 4. Case number 4. Hamuder hana'a mechaveiro v'yesh lo mercha zu beis habad muskaran ba'ir. Somebody's muder hana'a from the friend, but the problem is, the one who's not allowed to give hana'a owns the town bathhouse. He owns the town bathhouse. Or the town beis habad, the town olive press. He owns it, but they're muskar lo'ir. He rents them out to the city. He owns it, and then he rents it out to the city. So, is the person who is muder hana'a allowed to use that bathhouse? You own it, but you're not on top of it. You rent it out to the city. So, can I use that bathhouse? So, it depends. Im yesh bo bahen tfisas yad, if he has some type of tfisas yad, which the Gemara will exactly explain this. But let's just say now it means you have some say in what goes on there. Usser. Even though you rented it out, if you still have some say, so then it's still usser. Ein lein bo tfisas yad moter. But if you don't have any tfisas yad, then you have no control. You hired, rented it out, and that's it. So then it's mutter. That's not called. So then that's not called getting hana'a from him. Again, the Ran quotes the Rashba, who limits this heter. When do we say it's mutter if he does not have tfisas yad? That's only if the bathhouse was already hired out when he made the neder. It was out. It was muskar l'acheir, and then he made the neder. But if he makes the neder first and then he hires it out, then it doesn't work. Because after all, says the Rashba, really, if I own something, it's mine. Even if I rent it out to you, it's still mine. So why shouldn't, we're going to talk about this later also, but why should it work? Why should the neder not be chal on it? It says the Rashba, so if it's hired out first and then you make the neder, okay, we can assume that you didn't mean it to include it in your neder. If it's first muskar and then you make the neder. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. But the other way, if you first make a neder, so right now the bathhouse is yours and you're using it, and then you hire it out, lechor, that's included in the neder. So the Mishnah, and that's the meduik in the language of the Mishnah, says the Rashba. The Rashba says, if yesh lo mercha, it's muskarin, right? You have mudra na'a, and you have a bathhouse, that's muskarin already. That's meduik in the Mishnah. That's what he says. Mistar v'lik shayim muskarin kfar, shehi shemutr. Avala mudra na'a mechaver v'nasar b'beza mercha zeh, even la'achem ikan is going to be usher. It's not like, the Rashba contrasted, it's not like if I had the bathhouse and I sold it after the neder. Then for sure it's mutter. It's not mine anymore if I sold it. But don't compare hiring something out, renting it out, and selling it. We discussed yesterday and the day before, if you hire out your animal to a guy, the animal can't work on Shabbos. Can't work on it, it's still yours. Shvisas behemto. When you sell it, then finally you have totally abrogated your rights. So shuvlo mikro shmo, it's not yours at all. But if you make the neder first, even if you've hired it out, you've already labeled it as usser. And therefore it's going to be usser even after you hire it out. Okay, that's another limitation that the Rashba has. Okay, last case of the Mishnah, which is not a case related to the previous, but a separate din. I think this came up once earlier in the Masechta. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, konam l'beischa she'ein ani nechnas. I'm not allowed to go into your house. Make another, I'm not allowed to go into your house. V'sadcha she'ani lokeach, or I'm not allowed to go into your field that I want to buy. I'm not allowed to buy your field. So meiso shemakol acher mutter, says the Mishnah, if the person dies or sells it to another party, it's mutter. Because what did I say? I'm not allowed to go into your house. I'm not allowed to buy your field. But if it's not yours, it's somebody else's, or it's your Yarshim, then it's mutter. It's only a din in your house. But the contrast is, koneh b'yizeh she'ani nechnas, if I say I can't go into this house, sadezu she'ani lokeach, this field I can't buy, meisah shemar achar la'acher, aser. So then, if the person dies or sold it, it's still aser, because he's madir from the chefza. He's not madir from specifically the person's house. Two points. Number one, the Rashba says, again, the Rashba is major on today's daf. The Rashba says, when do I say that if I say your house and then you sell it, it's mutter? That's not if you didn't sell it to me. What if you sold it to me? If I say, I can't get benefit from your house, and then you sell it to me. So says the Rashba, you might say, well, when I bought it, I didn't get benefit yet, and when I walk in, it's mine. So you might have said, that's mutter. Says the Rashba, no, come on. You can't say that. The Mishnah specifically says, machro la'acher, to a third party. So only to a third party is not going to work. You might try to get out of it by having him sell to you. That's not going to work. Mistaver Lee. Again, all of these, so far, everything we've said of the Rashba today, he doesn't have rias for. He's just saying this based on logic. Mistaver Lee. Tahadik tani machron la'acher, de bashba de machron la'acher. Halamuder asur, afilo abeis chashani nechras koi. If you sell to that person, it doesn't work. Why? Because we assume, the kol shehu omer beis chashani nechras, hachi kamer. This is what he means. Kol shelo uchal hi kanis ba elamachmat cha. Yehei aser. If you're the reason I can go into this house, then I can't. That's called that. So whether you still own it, or I bought it from you, both of those are included in the aser. But it's only if you sell it to somebody else, so then he would allow me, that would be allowed. Oh, yeah.
So when the son is yoresh,
yeah.
Is that, so it's not a continuation of the
So when the son is yoresh, this Mishnah is a raya that he's not. He's not what we've called in the past, brokara davua. He does not take the place of the father in this regard. He's a separate entity. He's a separate person. Halachically, maybe, but Nadarim, Lashem B'nei Adam. So Lashem B'nei Adam is this guy, you. You're you. You're not, your sons are not you. The Ron does point out, this Ron is on the next daf, where the Ron is on the rest of this mission, daf Mimzayinim and Aleph. What happens if the house, right, it says this house, I can't, that, so the Mishnah, that's a more Chamer Shita. If I say your house and the person dies, then he can go in. If he says this house and the person dies, he cannot go in. What if the house falls down and then it's rebuilt? And the person didn't die. So then the Ron says, yeah, the opposite direction. If the house is rebuilt, so then if you said this house, then it's a kula, because this isn't this house. The Ron says, panim chadash was ba'al lakan. This is something new. But if you said your house, this is your new house. So then that would be the opposite direction. It would be a chumra in the first case and not in the second case.
What if you just do renovations?
If you do renovations. Okay, so you got there are renovations and there are renovations. We know from the neighborhood, right? If you just leave your chimney, right, to get out of taxes, right, so then that's panim chadashos ba'al lakan. But you know, if it's just an addition on the side, then I would say it's not. Oh, says the Mishnah L'Melech, related to our case, quoting a Rivash. The Rivash holds. What happens in our case? What does our Mishnah say? If you sold it in the case where you say I can't get benefit from your house, and then you sold it to somebody else. Then I could buy it from him. What if he sold it back to you? What if you sold it and then he sold it back to you? Can I buy it from you? So says the Rivash. The Rivash says Vim Chazar Vikno Chazar Ha Isrlim Komo. He says it's still Usr. Why? Your house. Now it's your house. So was it was somewhere in the middle. He said it's your house, you bought it back, so it's Usr. Says the Rivash. There is another halacha which we're going to have later on in the Masechta. What if somebody makes a neder and says to a woman, I promise I will never marry you because your father's a Rasha? What if somebody says that? Because he's a Rasha. He's really a Rasha. And then the father does tshuva. The father does tshuva. So can you marry the woman? Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Adarim, Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Nader o nishba she'inu nozi isha plonis she'avi ra. Or I'm not going into this house because you have a rabid dog in there. I promise I'm never going into the house. So Mesu, if the dog or the father dies, Osha Asa Ha'av Tshuva, Harizem Mutter. He does Tshuva, it's Mutter. Fine. Says the Rivash, Rachman al-Islan. Let's say after he did Tshuva, he returned to his bad ways. So could he now marry this girl? Says the Rivash. Just like I think that if he buys the house back, the Issa returns. So too, if a person says, I can't marry you because your father's a Russia, and then he does Tshuva, then he does it because of Russia again, he can't marry her. Same thing. The father that's rebuilt, he does Tshuva. That's the Rivash. Says the Mishnah L'Melech now, and Chesvei is there. Nuck, don't compare a rebuilt house to a man who who went back to his evil ways after doing tshuva. After doing tshuva, that's a total break. You can't say he's returning to his previous state. Can't say that. Says the Mishnah LeMelech. In anida no malaraya. The ish lechalik bein kisha neder nisbata lesha nederim koma ome. Buy the house. I made a neder. I can't go into your house. So you sold your house. The nether's still there. You just don't have a house. The nether's still there. I can't go into your house. The nether's there. So when you get a house, okay, you got a house next week. Fine, it's usher again. But by the case of the woman, when the guy does tshuva, there's no more nether. I can't marry you because your father's a Russia. So the whole nether dissipates. It's not existent. So when he comes back and he goes back, there's no more nether. You can't go back to what was. That's the Mishnah LeMelech says, don't be, compare the case of the rebuilt house to the case to the revamped Russia. Right? You can't compare those two cases. That's the Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Okay. If he married her when he was a tzaddik, fine. Yeah, then for sure the Mishnah LeMelech would say. According to the Rivash. The Rivash, but I can't marry you. So he already got married. So right, there's a story that Rabbi Isha Vishitas, Rav Zevin quotes this from Rav Chaim. Somebody once came to Rav Chaim with a whole lumdus about, I think it was Rav Chaim, maybe it was the Ragachev, I don't remember. A whole lumdus about marriage. Marriage is not just a one-time thing. Every second that you're married is a re-wedding. It's like a mukudeshes every other second. So he goes through the whole lumdus, Rav Chaim or the Ragachev, I forgot who it was, turns to the guy and says, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Because every second he's getting married. So Mazel, can you say Mazel? Obviously he didn't like the idea. So again, I think once you're married, the neder was just making Makadish the woman. Once he's Makadish, then that's it. Okay. Two stories in one day in the daf. It's amazing. Okay, that was only a one-liner. Okay, let's continue. What? And they're both from Brisk. That's right. Two chidushim. One other interesting case that comes up here in the case of the house. The Sharam Siyana Balacha quotes a Tshuvas HaGaonim. Tshuvas HaGaonim. This is in Chelek Aleph in the Sharam Siyana Balacha in Simin Samach Zayin. Ruvain nishba shalai kanis labei Shimon v'lo yira od panav. Right, Ruvain and Shimon get into a fight. Ruvain makes a nether. I'm never going into your house, Shimon. Sorry, I'm never going into your house. I'm never going to see your face again. V'lo yira od panav. V'yachar zman meis Shimon. Shimon then dies. V'ruvain hu me'achever kadisha. Ruvain's on the chever kadisha. And he wants to go help Shimon out. But he made a nether. He can't go into Shimon's house. So you carry Shimon out. That's part of the chever kadisha's job. So could Reuven go into Shimon's house? Did he mean, right, he could go into his house when the sons own it, but now he's going in. He can't see Reuven's face. So is this a face? Is this a face? So says the Tshuvas HaGaonim, Mutter likanis l'beiso. He's allowed to go in. Why? The kivon shemeis eino od beiso. Number one, it's not his house anymore, like our case. It's not beischa. It's not your house anymore. Ela shel hayarshim. And what about shel yira panav? Yish l'chalik. He says, it depends what he said. If he said shel yira panav ad ha'olam, nothing to do. Forever and ever, for eternity. It might still be us. But if he just said, I should never see your face, you could assume that, you know, that, you know, it's not included. And he said, the Zohar discusses, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim, Meis al Svasayam. The Bnei Yisrael saw Mitzrayim. Right? He said, what it previously said. He said, you're never going to see them ad olam. Ad olam. So if it's ad olam, they're never going to see them alive. Okay, that's what he discusses. Either way, that's the case that he matirs fundamentally because Beischa also, once he's dead, it's not his house anymore. Okay, Gemara. Ibai lohu, says the Gemara, Benidro pliki. So we know the Machlokes in the Mishnah is a case where each of them took a nether on their own. Meaning they each say, I can benefit from you, and the other guy said, I can benefit from you. That's for sure the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Hidiru zera zemai. What about if they each made a nether on each other? If they each were madir each other? Reuven says, Shimon, you can't get any benefit from me, and Shimon says that about Reuven. So do we say it's the same machlokas? Me, I'm Rina Bidijo the Pligi. Do we say that the only machlokas is where they each made their own adarm? Ava behidiru zeza, modele rabbanu labazim and Yaakov. But if they were madir each other, the rabbanim would agree to labazim and Yaakov that it's mutter for the shutfim to go in. Why? The chianusim damu. Because they're anus. You were madir me, it's my field. I was madir you, it's your field. So, do we say that maybe the Rabbanim would agree in the case where they were madir each other to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, and therefore they could go in? O Dilmor, no. Afilo bidiru zera ze pligi Rabbanan. Or do we say no? Even if they were madir each other, Rabbanan argue. So, Tashma. So, look at the language of the Mishnah. Case number two in the Mishnah said as follows. Hoya echad mehen mudur hana mechavero. Mudr hana'a mechaveiro. Doesn't that sound like the friend was madr you? Mudr hana'a mechaveiro. Upligi rabbanan. The rabbanan argues. So don't you see from that language that it even applies, the machlokas is even by madir? The Gemara answers no. Tni nadur mechaveir hana'a. No, maybe it should be read nadur, and nadur is specifically doing it themselves. No raya from the Mishnah. And hachanami mistavra. Now the Gemara continues, it's logical to say that the Mishnah is only about where they made the nether themselves. Why? Diktani Seifa. Because the end of case 2 said, V'kovet es anodilim kars chelko. Because of the imbalance, we force one to sell his property, to sell his half. So who are we forcing? So, Iyamrit bishlamad din nader hu, if they each if one of them, remember case 2 was only one of them made the nether. So if the one of them made the nether, we understand if somebody makes a nether, we force him. His fault, he started the problem, so we'll force him to sell his portion. But if there was madir, if one was madir, the other one, am I kofin or so? I mean, it's honest. We're going to force the guy who can't get benefit to sell? That's not fair, he's an anus. So it must be, the case is in the Mishnah where each of them made a nether about themselves, and therefore that's why we're going to force the guy, because it's his fault that he made such a nether. And that is how Rov Rishonim understand this Gemara, that when do we force? It makes sense to force if the noder atzmo, noder on themselves. But if your mother's somebody else, we're not going to force, we're not going to force that case, because the one who made the nether, he still has benefit, and the one who can't get benefit, it's not their fault. He's an onus. The problem is with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins just the opposite. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Zayin Hay, has the opposite chilek. No der atzmo, you don't force, and no mader es chaveiro, you do force. Says the Rambam, Shnaim shahayu shutfin b'chotzer, v'nader echad mehem shol yena bo asheni. If they make it, one of them says that the second one can't get benefit, kofen es anoder limkor chelko. You force the noder to sell. The case of kfi is where it happened to someone else. But nadur shelo yene hu b'sheni. But if you make an edit that you yourself can't benefit, mutar likanis lebeso, like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, shari b'rishusa hu nichnas. He passes beferish against our Gemara. Says the Ravid, Omar Avram nir elish and ishtabish b'shmuazuki behefech. It's just the opposite. What the Rambam's talking about. Right? If one of them, if I make madur you, that's not a case. The kfiya case, the Gemara's maskana was, only if you did it yourself. You're right, there's a Yerushalmi that says like the Rambam. We go like the Bavli. We go like the Bavli, says the Ravid, and therefore, you know, it's not, we don't pass against our Gemara. But what does the Kesef Mishnah say? What many times the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi. You're right, the Rambam's against our Gemara, but he passes like Yerushalmi in the opposite direction. That you could be kofer when it's somebody else. But not when it's the person himself making the nether. What's the svara? Why would you say such a svara? Argamar had a good svara. If it's yourself, we'll force you because it's your fault. If your mother's somebody else, it's not his fault, we're not going to force. Says the Kesef Mishnah there, maybe there's a svara the other way. If you make the nether yourself, then we're not worried that you're going to violate because you made the nether. You said it with your mouth, so we're not worried that you're going to violate. The chashid, but if somebody else said it for you, somebody was madur you, then we're really worried. Well, where are you going to violate? The chayshinon tfei l'michshol chaveiro mimashi yichshol hu atzmo b'pshiyaso. Why? V'atam ebnei shemishu no der mistama zachar hu l'nidro. If you make a nether, you remember your nether. Hilkach lo chayshinon bei delesi l'di michshol. Avol mishi yidiru chaveiro kibin shehu lo hoti nether mipiv efshad mishtali. Maybe you'll forget v'lo midkar. L'ficha chashu bei deloasi l'di michshol. So that is the Kesef Mishnah Svara to explain the Rambam. Okay. Period. New point. Amar Rabba, relating to our machlokas in the Mishnah. Amar is the 2 days in Ze'iri. Amar Rabba or Ze'iri. Number one, Rabba said in the name of Ze'iri, machlokas sheyesh ba kedei chaluka. The machlokas in the Mishnah between Blazim and Yaakov and the Rabbanan. Right? Are the shutfim make a neder? They can't go in, or they can go in. The machlokas only is when you're talking about a large field. Sheyesh ba kedei chaluka, where eventually Yeshbachalikaluka means it can be even split up. Let's say one shutef wants to split. Halachically, he can go to court and get it split up. Yeshbachalikaluka, it's so big that it could be split up. And therefore, you could eventually assume it's going to be split up. Aval einba kedechaluka divriyakol mutter. But if it's so small that it might not ever be split up, everybody agrees that that's going to be mutter. Even the Rabbanu would agree to Blazer ben Yaakov that it's mutter. Why? The Ron explains, based on what he said yesterday, what we said all the way at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Ron explains, remember, this case is much better than any other Breira. Regular Breiras, you have no idea what's going to be. right? Like the case of the get. A man has two wives with the same name. He tells the sofer, write a get for my wife, and I'll decide tomorrow which one to give it to. So there we say, you don't say braver there. It has to be clear, who are you going to divorce? That's a major factor that's unknown. You don't know which wife is going to be involved. But in our case, what's our case? You have two shutfin. They're both using it. It's both theirs. What are you lacking? The exact time when each of them have the rights to use it? That's a very little thing that's unclear. Says the Ran, this is a kind of brera that even if you usually don't know the brera, you'd say it here. Because rove is mavurar kfar. You already know. These are the two people involved. These are the two people who are going to use it. You just don't know exactly when. So in that type of case, says the Ran, you'd say brera in a much easier fashion. So says the Ran, that's why here too. If ein bo din chalukah, if they're never going to split it up, you always say it's mutter, because it's never going to become clear in the future. It might not ever be split up, and you know most things already. So Rabbanan would agree in that case, it's mutter. Again, ein bo din chalukah, if it's never going to be split, everybody has a portion of this forever, mutter, then the Rabbanan agree. Amalei Rav Yosef, 1 minute. Rav Yosef says, Hari beis haknesses. What about a shul? De kemisha ein lo beidike chalukah dami. We're going to have later on in the Masechta, very soon, that a shul has the status of ein bo kedei chalukah. Everybody's going to have a portion of the shul, right? It's not going to be split up. Vitznan, and yet it says in the Mishnah, shnei masur b'davar shel osa ir. If two people who live in a city are mudra or not from each other, neither can walk into the shul. Why? Because the shul is jointly owned by everybody in the town, and therefore they can't walk into the shul. But what do you mean? A shul is like ein bo kedei chalukah. The shul's not going to be split up. It's like that tiny field. And therefore, you should say it's mutter, right? What did we just say in the name of Zairi? If it's Ein Bo Din Chaluka, then it's mutter according to everyone. Ella, let's just finish up, and then we'll see something about a shul. Ella, Amar Yosef, Amar Zairi. Rabbi Yosef quotes Zairi differently, the opposite. Machlokas she Ein Bo Din Chaluka. The machlokas is when it's very small and it won't be split up. Avol Yesh Bo Din Chaluka, the very called Aser, the opposite. Yesh Bo Din Chaluka. If it is large enough, that's where it's usher. That's where Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says it's usher. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that it's usher to go in. Why? Because it's going to be split up. It's going to be split up. So you can wait till it is split up. Divrei Yaakov usher. And the Gemara finishes off. Amar Rafuna halakha Elazar ben Yaakov. Chen Amar Rav Elazar halakha Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass like Elazar ben Yaakov. There is a problem which we're not going to deal with. I'll just mention the problem. The Rambam passes like Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning the shutfim are allowed to go into each other, go into the field, and yet there are Rambam's paskins like the other Mishnah that they're not allowed to go into the shul. That he paskins like both, according to what we just said, Lomaskana, that Mishnah is only according to the Rabbana, not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's a Tzarech Ian with the sheets of the Rambam. How could he paskin like Elazar ben Yaakov and paskin like that Mishnah that you're not allowed to go into the shul? The Achronim deal with that issue. There is another machlokes. What did the Argamar just say? Yeshbok de chaluk it's aser. Is it aser even after it's split up? Let's say we're shutfin. We make a nether against each other. Can't get benefit from each other. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees there that it's usher for us to walk into the field. But what happened if next week we split it up? Is it still usher to walk into the field? The Rashba says it's usher. Once it's usher, it doesn't leave. Once you were mudra, no, you can't get benefit from this. So we didn't say brera. It's usher forever, says the Rashba. Unless they have to get their nether matered. Says the Rashba. Where is this? I just quoted from the Ran. The Ran says, "Cause of a Rashba, it's like the fifth wide line." To lo mi boy kodem chaluka to asur, elafil acha chaluka nami asur. Even afterwards, it's going to be asur. The Rashba says, and the Rambam argues. The Rambam says clearly that it's only asur until the chaluka. After the chaluka, of course, it's mutter. Why they become shutfin in the first place? You have to say it's going to be mutter at some point. So says the Rambam, and the Ran explains the Rambam that it must be in their das. Amanas kenish tatvu, they became shutif, that they can't prevent each other from using it forever. So it must be after they split up, it'll be mutter. Our Gemara assumes, right, in the question of the Gemara on line 3, that a shul is jointly owned by everyone. Right, the Gemara compared a shul to a partnership in a field. Geishbo, ein bo kedei chaluk, it's never going to be split up. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Gimel in Orachayim. Ein Adam Yachol Le'eser Chelko Mi Beis HaKnesses V'lo Me'asvarim. Could I aser any part of the shul on you? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, because we both, right, it's jointly owned. V'im aser Eino Klum. And if you try to aser it, it's nothing. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. You can't aser it. Kein Tiknu HaGaonim. Even though really we're partners, and just like partners, we had cases here that you can in our Mishnah. But by Shul, no, Gonim said you can't. Why? Dim lo kain, kol echa shiyelo dvar maim chaveru, yeser chelko alav. You walk in the shul, you get a little braggers. Somebody said that, right, that didn't give you the aliyah that you wanted. So you'll answer them for walking into your talit amos. This is my makam kavua. Right? You can't come here. You can't touch my talis. You can't use the svarim that I donated. Right? So it's crazy. So the ga'onim were misakein. That you can't answer your portion of the shul. Umemelo yehei kobeis akneses asura lof te'ein breira. This is the Mishnah Brooks quoting earlier achronim. That's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even though our Gemara compares a shul to a jointly owned field, which our Gemara says, everybody agrees, yachal lesser al chavero, when it comes to the shul, it doesn't help. The bir halacha says, I'm not sure, l'chora zeh, dafka below hayelo makam kavua. What if somebody pays their dues, they pay for their seat? So maybe they have more of a shaykhus than to that spot. If somebody jointly owned, the shul is jointly owned, and fine, everybody has an equal share, then the goyim made a takana. But what if somebody really owns, he paid his dues to get this seat? So the bir halacha says that maybe I'm not so sure about that. This is going to go to my son, this seat, and my grandson. This is my seat for eternity. He's not sure. But then he quotes the Meiri. The Meiri thinks that no, you can't ask her no matter what. No matter what, it's the shul. The Gaona made a takana that across the board you can't answer. The next halach in Shulchan Aruch is interesting, might be different. What if it's not a shul, but you're just letting your house be used as a shul temporarily? So do you have more rights there? Do you say your house mamish turns into the shul? Or do you say, no, that's, you know, here it's different, but it's not really true. You're just letting them daven there. That's the next halach you look in Kufnun Gimel Tazayin.
I don't
know
if the
Ramah what? Right, I mean that the Ramah is about in the case where you let your house be used as the shul. The case of the shul itself, that's what we just read in Kufnun Gimel, that you can't aser. You can't aser. The Ramah says in Choshen Mishpat, I think the Ramah quotes, but here the Shulchan Aruch says it. Here the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't aser. Oh, there's one more point to say, but let's just first finish, and then I'll just mention the Shulchan Aruch. Another Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, what about a jointly owned esrog? A jointly owned esrog. Right, partners in the olden days, you couldn't. Not everybody had their own esrogim. So a jointly owned esrog says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Nun Ches. Shutfim shakar lulav esrog b'shutfis. Partners that buy an esrog, ein echad mehem yosi dechavaso b'yamarishon ashi itin lo v'chelka b'matana. Right, if we jointly own an esrog, we can't use it the first day because you own it and I own it. That's a lack of lachem. It has to be purely yours on day one. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Adds the Ramah, quoting a Shuvas Arashba. That's only if they happen to have an esrog. And then they decide, you know what? Sukkos is coming. But if two partners buy an esrog to use for Sukkos, they obviously have in mind that when you're shaking it, it's yours, and when I'm shaking it, it's mine. That's the whole point that we bought it. Why did we buy it beforehand? That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. That's what the Ramah adds, that if you buy it, Letzorach Mitzvah, it's for sure going to be mutter, because it is... It's better, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's better to say it beferish, it's totally yours, than to give it back, it's totally mine, right? Giving a matana on Yantav L'Tzorach Mitzvah, that's where this is discussed, but that is, again, related to Shutfin. Even though the Maskana we pass like a Muslim in Yaakov, by an Ein Bok D'Chalukah, it's Asur, but in that case, Mistama for the Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Okay. Hamul Yoram Bechaveiro V'Yishloshem Be'Sham Merchatz. What did our Mishnah say? If you own a bathhouse, and you hired it out to the city, and you asered Hana on people, so it depends if you have a Tfisas Yad. Do you have a say in what goes on there? Then it's going to be usher. If not, it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara. V'kama tfisas yad. What is a tfisas yad? Amar of Nachman. L'mechsa l'shlish v'lervia. That's if you get a percentage of the profits. A half, a third, a quarter. If you get any percentage of the profits, at least a quarter. So then we say, you still own it. And therefore, if the guy uses it, you're benefiting him. Aval babatzer lo, less than a third, less than a quarter is not a problem. Amar abaya amar afil babatzer aser, no, even less. If you get any percentage of profit, then you have a say, a hand in the bathhouse, and therefore the other guy cannot use it. Heichid abi d'shari, what's mutter? The only time that something is mutter is the mekabel bataska. If you get a fixed fee, you get a fixed amount, you gave it to the city, they give you a royalty. You know, it's not based on anything, so that's when it's going to be mutter, the guy could use it. But other than that, if you get any type of percentage based on earnings, so then it's still considered tfisas yad, and therefore you can't use it. There is a different girsa that's quoted in the Ran and others, that instead of the word butzir, it has batesim. eggs. What do eggs have to do with this? So if you read around, it sounds like they had concession stands at the bathhouses. They gave out eggs. So it says those are what Rav Nachman is saying. If you get a percentage, it's usur. If you just own the concession stand still, that's not a problem. That's not called getting benefit from the bathhouse. That's something separate. And even with the eggs, even if you get some of the eggs, it's still going to be usur. If you get from some of the concession stand, that's still making money, profit from, based on that. That's what the Girsa Beitzim is. And the Maskan is only if you get a fixed fee. I'll end with a question. We don't have time to go through the five answers now. But the kasha that is asked here, the Ron asks, and all the Rishonim ask, is, what do you see from here? Let's say you don't have Tfisas Yad. I don't have anything. I get a fixed fee. I'm a maskir. So it's mutter than to get benefit. But there's a problem, because there's a Gemara in Maseches Erechin. The Gemara says, if I rent you out a house, and then I makdish the house, you know what the Gemara says? You violate Me'ila. Because now the house belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. 1 minute! How can I be makdish it, if you're in it? If I give you and I rent it out to you, it's totally yours. What did our Gemara say? If I don't have Tfisas Yad, so then I can get then you can get benefit from this bathhouse, because it's not mine! It's not mine! So why in that Gemara can I be makdish it if you're living in that house, and you're gonna violate Me'ila? That's a stira. That's this big run on the bottom here. Beis Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. A number of answers to that question. Okay. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Scheinman family. L'zecha Nishmas, Chayablima Bas Mordechai.